Doctor. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go!
Good morning. You know what's funny? I read the other day, from Mario's perspective, a green mushroom does absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. The red one makes him big. Some of the other ones make him do other things, but that green one, what's that one do to him?
I don't believe you. You can't read. You don't know what you're talking about.
I can read numbers. I know that he gets an extra life. That's all I know.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 6:12. It's the Plan B Morning Show, and it is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. Here we go.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I don't know if this is awesome or extremely disturbing. A guy who rocks out under the name of Prince Midnight just paid homage to his dead uncle by turning his skeleton into a guitar.
Oh.
He said had his uncle's bones. He's had his uncle's bones for 2 decades since his family refused to cremate him. Finally, he used his uncle's spine, rib cage, and pelvis as the foundation for an electric guitar. He said, quote, "Plays perfect and sound awesome. Now Uncle Philip can shred for all eternity." That's how he would want it.
Not to mention creeping everybody else out in the room.
I don't know if I buy this, man, because here's the thing. You can't just get to keep someone's remains. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there's rules and regulations with this. Like, it's not like Kiki could pass and be like, "Well, I want to keep her bones. I want to keep her bones around the house." You know what I mean?
Keep my bones in the toy chest for a while before we decide what we're going to do with them. Yeah, that's weird. Isn't that illegal?
Why do you still have Halloween decorations up? Oh, that's not Halloween decorations. That's my uncle. That's my uncle's real skeleton. Really? You're a psycho.
It's hard to let go. He was a good guy.
Right. There's rules. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I think, because it's not like you can just bury like a loved one in your backyard.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really dove into the situation, I guess. But, yeah, I don't think you can just keep a dead body around, you know?
Keep a loved one's...
How about this? Andy the dead guy. Yes. I know he knows all the regulations on this.
Yeah, Andy, if Hunter dies, can I keep a skeleton to do
in
things
the studio?
With?
Like, can you put me on like a puppet strings, you know?
Make you a marionette right there.
With Brock and Hunter. How are you doing, Herm?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine.
That's Brock doing all the noises.
It'd be the best co-host I've ever had right there. So here, you can't keep your relative's skulls. Some laws prohibit human remains from being deposited anywhere that's not a cemetery. The options are usually burial, cremation, or donation to science. No. There is no cut off the head, deflesh it, preserve the skull, and then cremate the rest of the body option or that. So, yeah, I guess not.
We turned his skull into a Kool-Aid pitcher. Yeah.
It's a really nice mug.
God.
Turn it into an ashtray. Bucket.
You know?
So, yeah, I don't know if I buy this. I don't know if I buy it. If it's true, it's weird. If it's not true, great story. You fooled us all. So, all right.
Well, I guess I'd mark that down. You can keep me, bro. You do what you want.
Except your
don't
skeleton.
Don't put any robotic parts in me. That's the only thing I'm asking.
Your skeleton is going to get abused. All right. That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.